is one of our closest allies.
Absolutely. I mean, that's what makes it really remarkable, I think, is that it's hard to think of an American ally who has been more steadfast, more reliable than Australia. Obviously, Trump has had his issues with Mexico and other countries, but Australia has been there for the United States in the wars in Iraq, the war in Afghanistan, diplomatically, through intelligence sharing, through counterterrorism missions. And so to have a blow up with the Australian Prime Minister in his very first call as commander-in-chief is quite significant.
All right. Greg Miller of the Washington Post. Greg, thank you very much. I appreciate your reporting. I'm going to bring in now our White House correspondent here at CNN, Sarah Murray. Sarah, good evening to you. What are you hearing on this?
Well, we're hearing a lot of things that are similar to what Greg just said, that this was a very tense call between Donald Trump and the Australian Prime Minister. We're also told that this was after a long day of Donald Trump sort of dipping his toe into diplomacy for the first time, that Turnbull was his fifth call. He may have been a little bit fatigued, but obviously he was very curt. He ended the call abruptly, and he took issue with this agreement about refugees that was settled under the Obama administration. And Donna,